Log Talk Radio.
Are you due for a relationship makeover? If you had the power to wave a magic wand, would you use it to improve your relationship? Well, there may be some hope. You're about to embark upon a journey. A journey that may prove to be vital in improving your relationship, whether it be with your spouse, significant other, children, coworker, family, friends, or even yourself. A journey that if you simply open your mind to desiring a positive change in your relationship by listening to this show, it just might happen. You're about to take a journey into the Dr. Jesse Walker Show. Warning, the show can be contagious.
Hello, and welcome to this edition of the Dr. Jesse Walker Show. I'm your host. I'm Dr. Jesse Walker, and I'm going to be with you for the next 60 minutes. We're so glad that you took time out to stop by and be with us on tonight's broadcast. We're certainly looking forward to having you and presenting a very interesting show tonight. Tonight's topic is it possible? This is a rather deep one tonight, you all. Is it possible to be in love with two people at the same time? Is it possible to be in love with two people at the same time? That's our topic tonight. If you want to get in on the discussion, press 1 early on your dial. We may end up calling out the first 6 numbers. If your name does not show up into the studio, we'll call out the first 6 numbers of your phone number, and we'll go to you and ask you, who do we have with us? All right, but before we get into all of that, I want to go ahead and welcome all of my co-hosts that will be joining us tonight. We're going to begin first with Pastor Rowe. Pastor Rowe, is always a pleasure to have you on board with us. Good evening and welcome to tonight's show. Pastor Rowe. All right.
Yes. Well, I say, yeah, I'm here. Can you hear me?
Yes, we can. Go ahead.
Okay. Well, it's great to be on this show, and it's always great to be on this show. And I'm excited about the topics that we have tonight. And I know it's going to be a great show. And I just appreciate all that you are doing to educate our global audience and to show us the much greater and better way. Back to you, Dr. Walker.
All right. We are certainly glad to have you here with us. Let's go now to all the way to from the Peachy State. Let's go now to Miss J. Miss J, welcome to tonight's broadcast.
Happy Thursday, everyone, and hello. I'm glad to be back on the show again. And I'm really excited about this topic, so I'm ready to start off with where Dr. Walker will not just be telling the story, but he'll be changing lives.
All right. We're certainly glad to have you, Miss J. Let's go ahead and bring in, I believe we have with us Ricky to the Rescue. Ricky to the Rescue, are you there?
I am here, and this is a very interesting topic. I am very interested in hearing the thoughts of others tonight.
All right. We're so glad to have you here, Ricky to the Rescue. And we're certainly looking forward to your commentary as well. I believe we have here with us, we're picking up this number. I believe we have Miss Joyce. Miss Joyce, are you there?
Yes, okay. I am here, Dr. Walker. Good to be on the show this week. Didn't make it on last week. But, yes, I'm here and excited about tonight's show. And hello and good evening to everyone.
All right. We're certainly glad to have you here. We'll read the story momentarily, but I want to really get into some deep stuff. Ricky to the Rescue, let me go to you first. Do you think, I'm going to ask each one of you all first before we get into tonight's story, and I'll give my opinion, and I'll start out with mine. I do believe, now, again, before I do that, Miss Jay, will you give that disclaimer, please, so We don't have anybody throwing bricks and rocks at other folks. And it's
okay.
just our opinion.
Okay. Dr. Jesse Walker, Inc. and the Dr. Jesse Walker Show wish to make this disclaimer. The opinions that are expressed on tonight's show or any of Dr. Jesse Walker, Inc. shows or affiliate shows are merely the opinions of the host, Dr. Jesse Walker, his various co-hosts, his featured guests, listeners, and callers. We do not endorse any specific or otherwise opinion and indicate that your participation or leadership is not an endorsement for legal, psychological, financial, mental, professional, or otherwise advice and should not be taken as such. The opinions expressed are for educational and informational purposes only and should be perceived as such. Thank you, and please enjoy the program tonight.
All right. Well, thank you for that. So, Ricky to Rescue, we're back to you as we wait on some of our other co-hosts to join us this evening. And I want to ask you, and let me get my opinion first. I do believe it's possible. Of course, everything, it depends, of course. But I do believe it's possible to be in love with two or more people at the same time. We're not just talking about loving them, but we're actually talking about being in love with two or more people at the same time. And my thoughts on that is you may not love them equally, but then each person is different. One person may require 75% or 100% of your love, and another person may only require 25%. So I do believe that it's possible to be in love with two or more people at the same time. That's just my opinion. Rick to the Rescue, your thoughts.
Well, I definitely feel like it depends on the person as well, because it's important to establish how you actually define love. But if we're just looking at love in the essence of what it is, truly enough, if you loved an ex and then you moved on and you got someone new and you can say, I still love my ex, there is room in your heart to love multiple people.
Okay. All right. That's very important. That's very important what you're saying here, because that has happened to so many people. And tonight we're going to be reading the story, and all of these stories are inspired by true stories. And so, I mean, sometimes it's hard to let go. That's why you find you've got those people who are now moved on so quickly that they haven't let go of that past love. Pastor Roe, quickly here, we got a lot to cover tonight. You also, we're going to keep the comments confined to 20 seconds or less. Pastor Roe, is it possible to be in love with two or more people at the same time?
Well, you know, it's how you defined it, and I like, you know, the comments that have been aforementioned before you even asked me. You know, there's different kinds of love. You know, we've got the agape love, and of course, we got a conjugal love. You know, with intimacy. You know, where you know what I mean when I say conjugally and intimate. That's a difficult question to say, but I just say, I don't know what, you know, it's possible. The scripture say, Jacob have I loved, and Esau have I hated. It's difficult to love two people at the same time with the same level of interest. So I would say you got to make some choices and decisions. But I don't think you can do that and be, either you be true to one and not true to the other, with the same level of interest and expectations.
Okay, well, I know where you're
back
going with that. I know where you're going with that, and if you look at when you talk about scripture, it was in the Bible about Rachel, and you know he was deceived.
And Leah.
Yeah, and he was deceived about, you know, getting that first one, and then he had to work 7 years and got the other one. So, you know, but then he had both of them. All right, we're going to ask you to stand by. Miss J, give me your thoughts. Yeah, you can love more than one person. Be in love with them at the same time. Miss J.
Okay, well, my opinion is this. I read somewhere, somebody told me, love is how you make a person feel, to love them. You know, love is how they make you feel.
Okay.
In love is how you make them feel. No, I do not think that you can be in love with two people at the same time. You can love a lot of them because love is how they make you feel. So this person might be making you feel all kind of great ways. You love so many things you like about them. That's love. But to be in love, that's deeper to me. That's a deep feeling where, you know, you feel the pain. You sacrifice your life or anything. You will go over and beyond. That's in love. It gets deeper than just love. Say, oh, I love you because I like this about you and you this way. That's love, in my opinion, and not in love.
All right, we're going to ask you to stand by, Miss Joyce. Let's get your opinion in here. Can it be, is it possible, Miss Joyce? I mean, come on now. We want you to step out of the box of traditional thinking, you all, and just say, hey, is it possible?
Not if you're a grown person. Grown people can't, for me, no. When I was a teenager, sure, I thought I was in love with several people, but no, not at this, at an adult lifestyle, being in love with two people. No, I don't think you can truly say that you can do that at an adult lifehood life. No, not to me. I don't think so. No.
We're gonna
you can't love them at the same level.
Okay. Very good. We're going to go ahead and bring in Benny from the block. Benny from the block, welcome to tonight's broadcast. We're so happy to have you. Thank you for being here, Benny from the block.
Thank you. Good evening. Happy Thursday. I'm excited. And, yes, I'm in love with multiple people.
Okay. Awesome. So Benny, we're asking that question just before I go to tonight's story. Is it possible to be in love with two or more people at the same time? And my thought is, yes, it is possible.
Absolutely. Because, you know, when you out here and you're trying to find that right person, you got to go through some people to find the right person. So you do fall in love. You fall in love for different reasons. You can love your mom and dad at the same time. You love your sisters and brothers. You can love your cousins, aunties. You got friends that you love. So why can't you love multiple people at the same time? If you get married, you love somebody, you fall in love, you make a promise, and then you get divorced, do you not stop loving them? No. You still love them, you just can't live with them. That's different. I can still love you, not live with you. So it's just a matter of how you look at life. Yes, we can love multiple people. Back in the old days, they had all kinds of wives. They had, you know, 12, 13, 14, all kinds of wives. Posse, they had concubines, they had all kinds of stuff. So that's what he was saying, you know, hey, you can love multiple people at the same time. And besides, if we're Christians, we're supposed to love each other anyway. So it depends on how you want to define love. I can love you and not be intimate with you. I can be in love with you and be intimate with you. I could just love you because you got that kind of personality that you just want to love you. So, yeah, you can be in love with multiple people. You can be in love with your best friend.
All
Dr.
Right.
Walker.
Go ahead.
I'm saying, you know, this is an interesting topic. People keep saying love, love, love. Yeah, you can love a million, trillion people, but in love, that's the question.
Mm-hmm.
That deep soul to your soul, in love, that's the question.
And the thing is, Miss J, actually, you can. I mean, this is my opinion here, just like we're all giving our opinion. And I have not only the background with this here in training, but I've even had the personal experience on this here, that you can actually be in love with two people at the same time. And, of course, you're not loving them equally because each person is different. However, you can still be in love with them. I mean, come on, you all. I want you to let's just think for a moment outside the traditional or conventional way of how we identify love or how we define love. And think for a moment that, listen, many of you all may be on the phone on the call tonight and thinking, I never got over my first love. Okay, I was married to this person. We divorced, but I never got over him or her. And then, I mean, now you've moved on to somebody else. It's exciting. The lust is there initially. And then you do fall in love with that person. We're going to get to tonight's story. We got a lot to cover tonight. Our characters tonight are Inez and Junior. Now, Inez and all of these stories are inspired by true stories, you all. The names, of course, have changed to protect the innocent. Inez and Junior have been happily married. This couple is happily married for the past 3 years after dating for nearly 7 years. So it seems you would think that they got to know each other. They have two young children, ages 5 years old and 6 months old. By the way, Is it possible to be in love with two people at the same time? This is only part one. You think that this is powerful tonight. You will not want to miss part two. You will not want to miss that. The key is in this story. All right. There are two young children, ages 5 and 6 months old. They are one big happy family, or so one would think. Now, there's no doubt Inez and Junior love each other, but for the past year and a half, Inez has been unfaithfully tipping out with the guy she met on her job nearly 2 years ago. To this day, she is not sure how or why it happened, but knows in her heart she is madly in love with both her husband and this guy at work. Now, this guy is also supposedly happily married, okay? This guy is supposedly happily married, okay? Neither Inez or her man at work has intentions of ever leaving their spouses, but really enjoy the flirt, the fling at work and outside of work. So they actually see each other at work and outside of work. They see each other as work spouses. In their minds and hearts, it seems to give justification to what they are actually doing. Inez travels a great deal for work, and so does her work husband. That means the guy at work. They use this to inform their spouses that they have to travel for work, which is only partially true. But the real reason they travel is mostly for pleasure, to spend uninterrupted time with each other away from the distractions of their respective families. They both have clearly told each other they are in love with each other and at the same time are in love with their spouses. Somehow or other, they both seem to understand and have decided to just continue enjoying the ride. So far, this affair has been working like science, as they are enjoying the best of both worlds. Ricky to the rescue. Ricky to the rescue. Can you really be in love with two people at the same time? I mean, Inez and Junior and the guy on her job. She loves her husband, but she's in love also with this man on the job. Ricky to the rescue, help us out. Rescue these people.
I'm interested to know what are the real components involved in the interaction. So when you ask the question, can you be in love with both, is it just a phase? Is it something they're going through? And I think another important part to look at when we're talking about all of this, and I hope I'm not moving too far ahead if this is going to be discussed, but to address your self-love first will help you to determine if you're able to love multiple people. Because if you have a certain self-love and respect for yourself, you are not going to allow yourself to be in certain situations. And so in looking at that influence of different things that's going on, from the standpoint of if we're just saying that love is a feeling, if it's just a feeling, yes, you can love multiple people because feelings change from day to day. But what is the actual self-love component of it, and what is the actual situation?
Okay, so Ricky to the rescue, are you inferring then that maybe people don't know what love really is? They don't, I mean, you know, we can look at love and say, well, oh, I love this woman, I love this man. But do we really know what love involves? Doesn't love have other elements to it, like commitment, loyalty, I mean, you know, just dedication. But people don't associate all that with love. I took these vows. If you ask any married couple they about their vows, if they've been married more than a year, and even a year, ask them what their vows were, and they might say, well, for better or for worse, for sickness and in health, till death do you part. They're not going to remember, you know, all of that forsaking all others. You know, they don't remember that. Ricky to the rescue. So is it possible that because we don't take stock in understanding what love entails, and I mean, I know we have these different loves that Pastor Rowe talked about, agape love and all of these loves, But you got the Eros love where this is like some intimate stuff. So isn't it possible, Ricky, to the rescue, that because we're not trained on the definition and the elements of love, that we just love somebody because we basically associate it with that feeling? Ricky, to the rescue.
Yes, I definitely agree with that. And often we associate love based upon our experiences and what we're told from our experiences. And so to actually identify a true definition of love that also involves having that same expectation and conversation with your partner. Because if I say I'm in love, the reason why I'm saying I'm in love may be completely different from my partner saying they're in love. And so if those reasons aren't aligned, if I go out there and say I love someone else, my partner is not going to understand it.
Right, of course. We're going to ask you to stand by. Wow, we've got a lot to cover tonight, you all. I'm already out of breath because it's like this is so much to cover. That's why we got to have a part two, maybe even a part three. Let me go to the phone lines. I believe we've got here it's not showing up on the screen, 832-557. Who do we have with us, and welcome to tonight's broadcast?
Neela Lewis.
Okay, Ms. Lewis, thank you for joining us. In your opinion, simply, is it possible to be in love with two people at the same time? And Ms. Lewis, before you respond, let me just ask you, and you can always say I pass on that question, but then when you pass, we kind of have an idea of what you're saying. So have you ever broken up in a relationship and moved on to another relationship, but you were still in love with the first relationship? Ms. Lewis, has that ever happened to you?
No, sir.
Okay.
No, sir. But let me say something about that love relationship that you mentioned about loving two people at the same time. That's not impossible, but because you cannot serve two masters, you are going to put one down and raise this up the other. So therefore, you have to choose one. You cannot choose both. Like that young man and that young girl who had friendship at work. And you, when you come home, you cannot give that amount of love to your husband if you are taking part in that relationship outside. You will always come short because you are not truthful. You are not faithful. And you are not living up to what God requires, because we take an oath when we get married that we will forsake all others, the people we had, and I don't care how many, we have to put those down and take up the person whom you're married to.
And all right, we're going to ask you 100%. So I know where you're going with this, I believe, and you're talking about scripture now, and you can't serve two masters. You're going to either love the one and hate the other. I know where you're going with it. However, let me just ask you this question. You know, was that scripture talking about being in love with several people? But look at this, for example. If you're going to go to scripture, we take a look at David. David, the very individual that God says is a man after my own heart, David had multiple wives. He even had his man in the army go to the front of the line so he could be killed so that David could have Bathsheba, the man's wife, who was beautiful. And then David had other wives, right? Now, then his son comes along, who's Solomon. Solomon, the wisest man, according to Scripture, ever lived on the face of the earth. Solomon had 700 wives and 300 concubines. Are you telling me, Miss Lewis, that it is not, that Solomon was not in love with these women? Help me, Miss Lewis.
Yes, he may. I think he was not in love with them. He was infatuated with them. And that's carnal.
Wow.
Carnal. He had a carnal mind. And when he turned around and started serving God, God would change his mind. He would change his heart, because the carnal heart is enmity against God. And that's not what he requires. He made Adam and Eve. He did not make two Adams for one Eve, or two Eves for one Adam.
Okay. All right. We're going to ask you to stand by. This is a deep one here tonight. That's why we only got this one as part one. I mean, because it's baffling tonight. Solomon took after his father, perhaps, but God made him the wisest man. But let's go ahead and take a look at Inez and Junior. So now, Miss J, I want to bring you in here. Miss J, I got to bring you in here. I mean, because this is hot. Miss J, this woman, she's like, she's in love with this man. It's for real, Miss J. Miss J, and I want to ask you, in your early stages or any time, have you ever broken up with a guy, and for some of you, you just couldn't get that guy off your mind, even though you moved on to another guy? Miss J, please, honestly.
I've only been, in my younger days, I have loved probably several people, thought I loved, but I loved things about them. I never told anybody I was in love except for my husband. But I probably told some guys, I love you, because I was infatuated. I loved things about them. I loved how they made me feel, and he probably loved how I made him feel, and just being around the person. But in love, no. But I'm going to talk about Inez and Junior. Now, I think Inez truly loved Junior. I think she is in love with her husband because she says she's not going to leave him. She's not going
right.
to leave him. But the only thing about that is she used the word in love too loosely as far as with this other guy in the job, because what has happened is she has a need now. Something that Junior's not doing, he might be working too much, he might not give her no time. Junior ain't doing his part at home. She has a need. She got this guy at work, and they having them a rendezvous, infatuation. She wants to say I'm in love because, you know, she, like I said, I was told that love means how a person make you feel. This guy's making her feel like everything, and she's going to milk that as long as she can, probably.
So, Miss J, are you telling me then that it's got to be somebody's fault when somebody goes out there and cheat? Miss J, I don't agree with that, and I respectfully I say that, because sometimes the story doesn't even say that her husband didn't do anything to cause this. She don't, and in fact the story says she doesn't know how or why it happened. It just happened. Are you telling
me,
Ms. J, that some things just can't happen?
You've been married. I've been married. You know, if something start being missing, you not feeling that love at home, and you see this guy that's giving you or this woman that's giving you all that attention out there, you say, I don't know how I feel for him, but you just became so attracted to him till you got caught up in it. You got caught up in it. She got caught up in it, and she enjoying it. Like I said, she's going to miss it because Junior not fulfilling what she needs right now. I don't know what's going on now. But, you know, it's not really a happy home.
Okay, we're going to ask you to stand by. There was no doubt that the couple love each other, Miss J. I love you, but I just don't agree necessarily with that. And I know you don't agree with me, and that's okay. That's what makes the show keep going. Benny from the Block, I want to bring you in here. Benny from the Block, do you really think that people have to have a reason to go out here and cheat because things are in a deficit at home? I don't think so. Sometimes it's just greed.
No, it's a whole lot of things. It's emotions, it's desires, it's what your friends do, it's your influences. There's a lot of things that go into making a person want to go out and cheat. And that's why it's so important that you be around like-minded people. So if you're around a bunch of cheaters or a bunch of jokers that don't want to be having all kinds of intimate relationships with women, guess what? You're going to be influenced because they say the greater is going to always outdo the lesser. So you got to position yourself around people who don't do those kind of things. Now, I'm going to go into this one comment in 10 seconds. If you are married to somebody and you make a vow to them and somebody else comes and asks you that question, hey, I want to spend some time and I want to do some things with you, the person asking the question is not the issue. The issue is how you answer the question. If you marry and you say, okay, I'm interested, you are the one that's the problem, not the person that asked. You are, because now you are breaking what you have said that you want to do. And if that's what you're going to do, so be it. But don't we as other people, other sponsors, don't get mad at the other person. They're only doing what they're doing. They're single. Hey, I want to see if you're available. I want to see if you'll take the bait. But if you take the bait, then you got to look at your own stuff and see what's wrong with your own self.
All right, we're going to ask you to stand by. Let me go to Miss Joyce. I want to bring you in here, Miss Joyce, and ask this question. Sometimes you got people who are such players, okay? that they know the right words and the smoothness and the silkness to lure you right in, you know, and sometimes it's the guys on the job or the ladies on the job. When you start telling any of your personal problems at home, then they go almost like a therapist and say, I'm really sorry that you're going through that. If you were my lady, listen, I would not treat you like that. Girl, I would make you everything, the queen, like the queen of Sheba. You would be everything to me. And so they say all these words, and you get caught into that. Or, on the other hand, the woman, if the man is saying, my wife doesn't do this here, she say, girl, that something must be wrong with her. I would be doing this here for you and doing that for you. And it's usually a bunch of lies. So let me go to you, Miss Joyce. Miss Joyce, these things can happen. And people just fall in love. They don't know how it happened. And you know what? And even if they get caught, they apologize. But they, in my opinion, they're just sorry they got caught. But it still doesn't change how they feel about that person. Your take on that, Miss Joyce?
I definitely agree with that, that they're, you know, when people get caught up in those kind of situations, they fall prey to being weak and, you know, they just are weak, weak-minded, weak-hearted, and they just fall for anything. You have to be a strong person, especially if you're in a supposedly committed marriage, not to fall into those kind of situations. I mean, there's always going to be someone out there that is looking. Now, are you going to fall for everybody that's looking? Because you're not maybe happy at home? I don't know. I mean, that's some people have to be still stronger.
All right, that's a very interesting point. Pastor Rowe, let me bring you in here now. Okay, let's just look at man generally, men. I mean, Pastor Rowe, even for me personally, you know, I mean, over the years, and men, let's just be honest here, you know, and I'm going to ask Ricky to Rescue and Benny from the block, same question. When you see a beautiful, drop-dead gorgeous woman, I mean, come on now, Pastor Rowe, come on. Come on, can you really resist that? Just to look at her? Pastor Rowe, come on now. We you know, not based on scripture, but just based on human nature. Can you really resist that?
Wow, I tell you, that's a powerful question. But, you know, I go back to, you know, Sister Love, you know, when she was talking about, you know, we got to make sure we stay spiritual-minded and not carnal-minded, you know, because, you know, you bring gas and fire together, you know, something is going to happen, you know. And you got to abstain, you know, from the very thoughts of impropriety because it comes, you know. You might say, well, I'm going to be nicey, nicey, nicey guy. I'm not going to try to, you know, go the next step. But it's a warfare going on. You know, you got to choose. Maybe like Sister Love said, you got to make a choice on what you're going to do. You got to say no. You got to avoid the very appearance of impropriety. If you don't, you know, we war not against flesh and blood, you know, but it's principalities. All these things is trying to draw us away from what is right, you know. So we got to make choices. You know, you got a problem, you know, or is it sexually, maybe you better start doing some fasting and praying and, you know, kill the flesh. Because you start getting with somebody, then they go ahead.
Yeah, we're going to ask you to stand by because the question is, Pastor Rowe, I mean, I understand yield not to temptation. I understand all of this. But to resist, we're going to ask you to stand by, Pastor Rowe. Benny from the block, same question, Benny from block. I mean, I lived in London for 5 years, and I was dating this woman in London. And I got knocked upside my head, unaware, because subconsciously, sometimes a beautiful woman just walks by a man. It is for me. I can't speak for all men, and I won't even try. I saw this woman. She walked by. We were at the Tube. The Tube is what they refer to as a train station in Europe. Anyway, this woman walked by, and my lady was my fiance at the time, and she was standing up, and I was sitting down. She didn't want to sit, and she was standing holding her hand on my shoulder. This woman walks by, and let me tell you, lo and behold, something happened to my head. It was subconsciously. That woman was so beautiful that my head just started following her as she walked. And unbeknownst to me, not realizing that I'm there with my fiance, but I couldn't take my eyes off of that woman. And then when I caught myself and said, uh-oh, I probably am in trouble. And then I turned immediately after probably about 15 seconds of watching her walk by, and I said, you know, that's a beautiful coat that she has on. I want to buy you one like that. That woman, my fiance, knocked me upside my head and said, you weren't looking at no coat. You know, and she was so right. So being from the block, and you resist in your subconscious mind to say, hey, that's a beautiful woman. You're a man, Sir Benny.
Yes, sir, I am, and I understand that. But something that we have to do as men is learn how to control our eyesight, our ear gate, our thoughts. You can see something beautiful. I see something beautiful every day. Every day I see something beautiful. But I know in my mind not to focus too much on that, because what you focus on, that's what you become very good at. And so you've practiced that over time. You just didn't know it. That's why being single is a very difficult thing when you get into a certain age, because you just get to a place where you just want to look at everybody. You think you can just gawk and look at everybody. And then you get you somebody, and then you find out, hey, I'm being disrespectful. So now you got to reteach yourself how to not be disrespectful. There's nothing wrong with looking at women. God made them beautiful for a reason, because they're like flowers and roses and diamonds and all the things that we love. They were meant to be looked at, to be admired, but not to have that kind of lustful, that kind of, ooh, I want you, that kind of, that was not the desire. That desire is in our heart for whomever we're going to be with. That desire is to look at your fiance and your wife like that, because that's where that desire lies. It doesn't lie in every woman that you run and see. So you have to teach your mind to think correctly about what you're looking at. Because if you focus on your wife or in your fiance, then when you see another woman, it's a quick glance, boom, she's pretty, and boom, you're back to the person you're with. Because it's not normal and natural for us just to be all over the place. I've been there, where you're just looking at everyone. It's an embarrassing thing, because you get to a place that you just gaze and look and stare. No, if you want somebody you love, you don't want to be doing that, because that's embarrassing.
And you're absolutely right. We're going to ask you to stand by, Sir Ben. I got to go to Ricky to the rescue. Ricky to the rescue. We're not looking at the sociological aspect of it or the psychological aspect of it, but just as a man, would you say as a man that it's hard to resist a beautiful, drop-dead, gorgeous, fine woman?
So in the terms of attraction, you could say it's difficult, right? Because you're attracted to someone, right? And so that initial biological component of that, yes, you're attracted to them. But as what was already said, it takes self-discipline. And we're creatures of habit. And whatever you create a habit of is something that you will potentially continue to do. So just like you can train yourself to be attracted to something, you can train yourself to stay away from something as well.
Okay, that's a very good point. Very good point. We're going to take a moment here. We're going to take a live break, and then we're going to come back, and we're going to go to Suzanne for a question that she has. We're going to take a break. We got a number of comments that have come in that we've got to answer. Let's go to Sister Marjorie for a 20-second commercial break. Sister Marjorie Cross, thank you for joining us this evening, and welcome to tonight's broadcast.
Yes. Good evening. Good evening, Dr. Walker. And good evening, Pastor Roland. Good evening, all your guests. My name is Marjorie Allen.
What's in your background? I'm going to ask you to come back in a moment. All right, let's go on, you all. We're sorry about that, but we've got noise in that background area. We're going to go to Suzanne right now. Suzanne, welcome to tonight's broadcast. Is it possible in your mind, and thank you for your patience, to be in love with two people at the same time?
It's possible, but you better hope that they both have the same name, because eventually you're going to slip up somewhere.
That's an interesting perspective. Very interesting perspective. But Suzanne, let me ask you this. Suzanne, let's ask you this. As a woman, has it ever happened to you that you broke off with a relationship now or a long time in the past, where you were involved with somebody, you broke off, but your heart was still there, that other person? Has that ever happened to you in real life?
Yes. Yeah, there was someone that I cared deeply for, but we had to go our separate ways. So, yeah, it's possible, but it's not the same kind of love.
Okay. All right. We're going to certainly ask you to stand by. Got a number of comments that are certainly coming to the studio tonight, you all. And we gotta go through these, Miss Day. I want to give you this first one here. This female, she writes in, she says, at first, when it comes to is it possible to be in love with two people at the same time, at first, I didn't think it was possible until I met a guy on my job, like in the story tonight, who I really fell in love with during the time my husband and I were having marital problems at home. Now I'm still in love with that guy, even though my husband and I are doing better in our marriage. Ms. Day, how do you explain that? She's still in love with him.
This is my answer, and I'm going to stick to it. She's in love with her husband, true enough, but she just loves this guy because this guy is how this guy makes her feel. That's just love. That's not in love with him. So she's confused of being loving a person and in love with him. So, baby, you just love him. So you just leave him alone and go back to your husband because you are not in love with him.
All right. Pastor Roll, I'm going to bring you back in here just for a moment. We're going to go to a commercial break shortly. But, Pastor Roll, let me bring you in. Pastor Roll, and the question becomes, I mean, this lady, it happened to her. And, I mean, I'm telling you, things sometimes just happen. And sometimes we don't even mean for it to happen. Pastor Roll, what's going on, in your opinion, briefly?
Well, things happen, and I have to agree with, you know, Ricky to the rescue when you say you have to train your mind. You know, it's a dangerous thing what you look at because your mind begin to can wonder, you know. Just pretend that apple that God has spoke to Adam and told him not to eat. But he looked at that apple, man, that apple looked good, so he bit it, you know. So if you are pursuing something, someone else, if you ain't careful, you're going to bite that apple. In other words, you're going to go ahead and it's going to lead you to things that's not right with God, you know. So we got to keep you train our mind, like Ricky to Rescue. You got to train your mind. And resist evil and temptation. And you got to mortify the deeds of the flesh. You got to resist these thoughts that come to you because it's a dangerous thing. You can yield to temptation if you don't. Back to you, Dr. Walker.
All right, we're going to ask you to stand by. Let's go ahead and see if we can get back now to this commercial break, just 20 seconds left. Ms. Cross, we're going to bring you back in. Are you there?
Yes, I'm here, Dr. Walker.
Okay.
Yes.
We're listening live to you.
Can you hear me?
Go ahead.
Yes.
Go
okay.
ahead.
Yeah. Hello. Hello, Dr. Walker. Good evening, Dr. Walker. Good evening, Pastor Roll, and good evening, all your co-hosts. I'm enjoying the show so far. Anyway, yes, my name is Marjorie Cross, and I'm a nurse, and I'm a health and wellness consultant. We're one of the most leading companies in the world. And we have a lot of products that may be able to help you with any health condition. We have collagen and different things that could help you. And if you need to find out more about these products, you could go at betteryourself.info. Again, betteryourself.info. And also, if you would like to consult me, you could give a call. You could call me at 786-319-7223. Again, my number is 786-319-7223. God bless you all and have a great evening.
All right. Thank you so very much. We're going to continue
welcome.
With our show. Now we're looking at Inez and Junior. As we look at Inez and Junior, Ricky to the Rescue, in your opinion, where do you think their relationship could go? I mean, she's got two kids. He's got a family. I mean, so far they've been doing this for 2 years, and they're enjoying the ride. Sometimes people, I've even heard people in give testimonies about how they enjoy the excitement of cheating. Ricky to the Rescue, how can people get caught up into enjoying the excitement of cheating unless they don't feel that they're cheating?
I think it's based on the experience, right? So if you've experienced a certain level of love and that's all you've experienced, if someone else shows you something different, now it becomes exciting. And so if I don't want to even say it was missing. Maybe you was never just exposed to something different because
okay.
Now you could say, I have something that I never had before. And a lot of the times, that's the reason why it continues. It may not even be that the person that you're with is doing anything wrong. Maybe
right.
they just haven't triggered this one thing from you.
Uh-huh. Right. Okay, so how about the Ricky to Rescue, while I've got you here, how about the woman who says she met this guy on the job, just like in tonight's story, but her and her husband were having marital problems. They resolved that, but she's still not letting him go. Why not?
And I really do believe that would be something personally with her, and kind of going back to my one of my original questions about self-love as well, because
yeah.
when we're talking about loving multiple people or just loving someone, period, if you uh-huh. haven't established a level of self-love where you truly understand what love is for yourself, it becomes difficult to represent that love with other people, right? Because if you're confused with yourself, that allows you to go back and forth.
Right, right. Ricky to Rescue, just before you give a commercial break on how people can get in touch with you and your services you provide, I want to ask you, as a man, just quickly here, how hard is it really to I know you said what you said earlier, but when we think about it, not from a psychological or a sociological perspective, but just the nature of it, even young boys in elementary and middle school, the first thing they look at and they see a pretty girl, I like her. Ricky, to the rescue, I mean, you know, as opposed to a girl who may not appear as attractive, and I'm not calling anybody unattractive, but I'm saying beauty is, of course, in the eye of the beholder. But the little boys will talk about the pretty girls. They will talk about them, and that's who they like. And you find out that 15 other boys like that one pretty girl. How do you explain that, Ricky, to the rescue?
I know how you framed the question, but I have to answer it a certain kind of way, because I think it's important to understand when we look at society how boys are trained to be hunters, per se, when you
right.
have to go out in court, right? And so
right.
if I started this process at 11 years old and I do mm-hmm. it until I become 18, 19, now I've created a habit of that. So why all of a sudden – but I think I'm going to just settle down with one person. And there's where this perspective lies. And when you look at it from the standpoint of, you know, a woman who's being courted, they may not necessarily have to put themselves through the embarrassment, the shame of being rejected, and things of that nature. So it's different component that goes into it. And so when you see something and you say, oh, I'm attracted to that, and you start dating, you go out, it could change quite frequently because you can be attracted to different things from different people.
Yes, that's a good point. Now I'm feeling...
I'd like to add something to that.
You mean, I'm just, you know, it's like many of you all, you probably feel my excitement. I mean, I just had a burst. You know, I mean, because it doesn't mean that even though I'm presenting this tonight, there's nothing greater than love, and I just want to say that it doesn't mean that I'm endorsing the fact that we should run out here and be in love with multiple people, but I'm just sharing with you all tonight that this is possible. Benny from the block, we'll bring you in.
I want to give you some history background. Courting has only been around for about 120 years. Originally, people didn't court or date or what we call that. What happened was you have parents that would come together and say, I want my son to marry your daughter. There was usually a dowry involved in it, and that's how it happened. Even through slavery, you were presented to a person, and that person became your husband at whatever age or whatever they thought it was necessary for whatever reasons. So this whole thing of courting and dating is still very, very new. It's not a thing that's been going on forever from the beginning of time. And we can look back through history and see that Adam and Eve didn't court and date. He presented her to him. That was it. So, and that's the way it was for many, 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 many centuries. So this is still fairly new in the terms of dating. And so we're still struggling with how to understand all the components of dating.
All right. We're going to ask you to stand by. Certainly, we still got a lot to cover. Ms. Joyce, we want to bring you in tonight, and I want to be able to ask you, we'll take a look at another one of these comments that have come into the studio. This female says, when it comes to being in love with two people at the same time, she says, yes, I think it is possible, but I don't think you will be able to love them equally. That's just my opinion, she says, but it is possible. Ms. Joyce, what do you think on that?
I think that with one of those people that she thinks she's in love with, it's more like a in lust. There's just no way that you can just be in love with two people like that. I mean, it could, like, you know, unless they got the same name, you're going to get very confused. She's infatuated with one of those people more than the other one, maybe. Maybe she really loves one, but a little bit infatuated with the other one more so than being in love.
All right, so Inez and Junior, are you suggesting or inferring that it's possible that Inez may be infatuated with this other guy? I mean, this actually happens.
That's what I'm thinking is happening, because I think she's just really, you know, smitten with him, or the way he treats her, like Ms. J said. You know, there's a certain way that women like to be treated, and maybe she's just not getting that at home, and so she's vulnerable to that type of attention.
Okay. All right. Ms. J, let's bring you in here. Ms. J, thank you for your patience, and we're going to go to Suzanne in just a moment. Ms. J, let me just ask you here. I mean, this woman here, I mean, you know, we've had two comments that have come into the studio and say it's happened to them as well. And we know that it happens to men quite often. But, I mean, what about the commitments? I mean, I can't really, I mean, it'd be very difficult. I mean, I've counseled people who have had to move out of the state to try to get away from that other person. And then it's even difficult because they return back to the state to see him again. And in my book that I have out, After the Passion, Now What, these stories are inspired by true stories. There are 10 chapters. And very fact, in the first chapter of my book, this has happened. So, Ms. Jane, what do you do in a case like that? And we're going to bring Suzanne in a moment, and then we're almost out of time. Wow, and then we're going to bring in Ms. Lewis. Ms. Jane, what do you think?
Well, the first thing I say, I really, for Inez, you know, when you feel some kind of way, you're attracted to other guys or you miss something at home, that's when you need to do that communication with your man. Y'all talk about it, you get some help or whatever, because you made that commitment to him. Because once you go against that commitment you made, you out there, and it could destroy all kind of things in your life. So I would suggest to any lady that feels she needs to step out or do something, Pull it back. Go talk to your husband. Talk to him. Y'all need to get together. Pull it back. Don't do it, because it won't go away. Like you said, that man might come back in the picture, or he might have an ex out there or a wife out there that you don't know about, and it could be a big old mess. So pull it in, ladies. Pull it in. Don't even deal with it. You know, talk to your husband.
Usually that's the case, Ms. J, but the fact of the matter becomes that once you cross the line, then don't you think it's become very difficult? Because sometimes we think that we can change a person, when in fact we really can't change a person. We can only change ourselves and our approach to the person, as even Benny from the block was saying earlier. So, Ms. J, if we even go even any further, you know, and then let's say the relationship, the marriage starts to turn out to be okay. Now, but you've already opened up that Pandora's box. And the fact of the matter is, you got over, if that was the case in what you're saying, and certainly I respect that, but wouldn't you think that most marriages would be saved? Because at some point, people started out saying, I'm in love with you, I love you, I can't resist you, you know, and then all of a sudden now, you know, you're into another marriage. Before you know it, saying the same thing. Your thoughts on that,
yes.
Ms. Jay, quickly, we're almost out of time.
Once you cross that bridge there, yeah, the marriage, and tell her what can happen with the marriage. Because once that husband finds out, he might not take your apology or accept you going out like that. So, yeah, it can destroy a marriage like that. So that's why I say pull it in, ladies, and talk to your husband. Because
all right, and sometimes they won't change. If he was a couch potato, he probably won't change being a couch potato. He won't watch 9 hours of football on Sunday. But anyway, we're going to ask you to stand by.
They still need to talk.
Miss J, we're going to have you stand by. Miss J, we're going to have you close us out tonight, you know, on is it possible to be in love with two people at the same time? So we'll come back to you in about 4.5 minutes. All right, meantime, we're going to go to Suzanne now. Suzanne, this comment, and we got to go real fast, you all, because we're almost out of time. This mail he writes in, he says, in reference to this being part one, I'm really excited. Can't wait for part two. He says, no, I doubt if you have the ability to focus your time and energy on more than one person at the same time who you are likely to love more than the other person. That's the way I feel about it. Suzanne, let's bring you in here, Suzanne, because he's saying he doubts it very seriously if you can focus your attention on more than one person at a time. How true is that in your opinion, Suzanne?
Well, you're probably right, because I think what it is, it's just the infatuation, the lust part maybe with the other that one is not getting. So what she's getting or he's getting outside of the marriage makes it exciting, and that's the way I see it.
Okay, so Suzanne, once again, it sounds like there has to be a reason. I mean, there's a reason that people leave, whether it's man or woman. But what about those cases where there was no reason? Because I've counseled with people who said, it wasn't something that my wife did. I don't know what happened. It wasn't something that my husband did. I just don't know what happened. It happened. Is that basically an excuse? Is that what you're telling me, Suzanne?
No, I don't think there is any excuse. Some people just enjoy the fun of doing things like that. I mean, if they feel they can get away with it, they're going to do it.
All right. We're certainly going to ask you to stand by, Suzanne. Mm-hmm. We're going to take some more of these comments that are coming in here. Bring it to the rescue just quickly here. We're almost out of time. This comment, this female writes in, she says, well, anything is possible, but the reality is someone is bound to get hurt, and what if you were in that position of the person getting hurt? It probably won't be feel so good. Ricky to the rescue, 20 seconds or less. If empathy here, if you empathize with that person, what do you think?
Yes, I think it's very important. Anytime when you're in a situation even similar to that, that you try to take on the perspective of the other person, because that will guide you in how you're moving as well. I know we talked about training your mind and things of that nature, but what it really boils down to, we're talking about this concept of love. You're thinking about the other person and having empathy towards what's going on in the situation.
All right, certainly. We're going to ask you to stand by. Ms. Lewis, let's bring you in here. 20 seconds or less. This male, he writes in, he says, reference to, is it possible to be in love with two people at the same time? I would say it's almost impossible unless you get two with the same name as Suzanne said tonight on the show, and they have similarities, then I think it could be possible. I mean, do you really have to have, they have to have the same name? And I've even counseled people with that situation. Ms. Lewis, perhaps she's not there. Let's go and take that over to, let's go over to Ms. Jean. Do they have to have the same name?
I'm sorry to hear that. The question.
Do they have to have the same? It says it's almost impossible, but unless you get two people with the same name, like Suzanne said on the show tonight. No, you get two people with the same name.
That's crazy. Well, good luck if you're going to go out there searching for the same name, but no, they don't have to have the same name because it'll still get all messed up.
I know. Okay, we're going to ask you. Right, we're going to take this last one, and we're going to send that one over to Ms. Joyce. We're going to give her that one, the last comment that we'll be able to take tonight, and then we're going to have Ms. J close us out. This comment is, this guy says, he says, I've been there, done that. I really loved both these women pretty much the same, or so I thought, until one found out about the other, and they both dumped me. I would do just about anything to have either one of them back because I love them the same. All right, how do you speak to that, Ms. Joyce? Now they both dumped him. Have mercy. Oh. Poor guy.
Yeah, I don't feel sorry for him. He's trying to be a player. And they should have both dumped him, for real. And so, no, I don't feel sorry for him, and they should not, neither one of them. You should just move on to somebody else and see can he get it right this third time.
Okay. We're going to ask you to stand by. You all, we've really enjoyed you all tonight, and this was only part one. If you think part one was deep, there's some key components in that story that you all may have missed out on, and will be revealed in part two. Ms. J, close us out tonight.
Okay. Whether you are in love or just love a person, whether you believe you're in love with two people or just one person, I would say be careful and try your best to understand the difference in love and in love. Because the heart, you know, it wants what it wants. But your mind, your emotions, your spouse, your family, and so many things is involved when you do all this, and it can be a dangerous thing. So as I heard Dr. Walker say tonight, there's nothing greater than love. But to me, there's nothing greater than to be in love. So I close it with that.
On that note, we're clearly out of time. We want to ask that you all will please join us back here tomorrow night for a show that you really, really don't want to miss. Tomorrow is our spiritual show. The question becomes, why do we have so many religious denominations? God is an organized God. Why do we have so many different religious denominations? You don't want to miss that show. Of course, if you choose to bypass tomorrow night's program, join us back here live next Thursday when we will have a show that you just want to tell your friends about. Don't miss next Thursday's show, you all. It's going to be even more deeper than tonight's show. Until tomorrow night or until next Thursday, I want to say to my listening audience around the world, good night, God bless, and thank you, God. Good night, everybody.
Good night.
Good night.
Good night, Dr. Walker. Good night, Pastor Rowe. Good night, all your co-hosts. And I enjoy the show. Thank you. Have a good night, everyone. Great show. Bye-bye. Bye.